Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Power a house full of connected devices with supersonic Wi-Fi, only from Xfinity. Get supersonic Wi-Fi with the new Xfinity 3-for-1 bundle. Go to xfinity.com/3-for-1 to learn more. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. You got that bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Goldilocks Productions broadcasts universal cosmic frequencies that unlock, awaken, and expand the consciousness of our worldwide viewers and listeners.
Welcome to the Joyful Findings Show, where we connect with the highest and greatest for all of humanity. We are creating heaven on earth together. We are all one. We are all love. Embrace the joyful energy as we connect today.
Hello, loves. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Joyful Finding Show. So glad you guys could join me today on this May 19th of 2021. How are y'all doing out there today? How are you all feeling? Oh my God, the energy is such a rush right now for me. I hope it's the same for you. Roll with it, my loves. Roll with it. Just roll with it. It's taking you exactly where you need to go. Don't resist the energy. Just let it flow. So thank you, thank you, thank you for coming in today. Look at you guys already showing up as soon as I pop on today. Hello, Marsha. Good morning. Good afternoon to you. Hello, hello, hello. Amanda, hello. Look at you showing up today, my friend. Dia is also in the house. Woo-woo. Hello. And Ruth, that's who I see so far. If you're out there, please say hello, and I'll wish you a happy day. So glad you guys could be here today. I'm super excited that you guys are here. There's so much going on in my world and in yours, right? It's so funny how things are playing out in our world right now. And as the old structures are still in their fall, right? Because it's so chaotic right now. I think we're getting to some kind of climax of some sort. But anyways, there's this, all that is going away. And each one of you are building your dream lives. You guys are building your new realities. You guys are pulling in everything. Let's feel that energy as I talk about this, you guys. They're lighting me up. You guys are pulling in all the right people to come into your lives because your signal's clear. It's all clear. We have clear signals going out to the other people that connect in with us that we have to help build us to the next level. Oh my God, you guys are feeling this? This is craziness. I love it. So you guys, we're all getting ready to go up this next level. We're all building this new reality and we're building it within in our own space. It's so amazing the things that we're doing. And we're doing it because of the way that we're thinking. We're changing a lot of things about ourselves so that we can change all these things, right? And we're doing this as a collective, right? We're bringing all of this energy to the collective, not just our collective, right? Not just the ones that are already in our vibration, but some of those that are still low in vibration. We're sending out that love. It's so funny because I remember on my show a couple of weeks ago, it might have been a message for Bia or something, and I talked about winds of change, right? And I was outside this morning, and it was really windy, and I was like, wow, this is really really, really strange day. It's kind of windy out here. So I was like, you know, winds of change came to my mind again. So I was like, all right, I'm sending love on every wave of these winds that are going through. And they're just going to go out and touch the land and it's going to touch the people. So I want you guys, if you guys get the call to just send out love in any way, shape or form, just follow the lead, just follow it. You can't hurt with love, especially if it's being asked to be brought out into nature and into the world, you know, and what better way to take it through the wind? The wind comes across your face. It's touched you with love. It's gone across your body. It's gone across your house. It's gone across your car. It's gone across the trees. It's gone across the animals. It touches everything. I just wanted to share that little story. All right. So that, yay, I'm glad you got chills. Let's see who else is here. Hello. Hello, Maureen. I'm glad you could join us today as well. Hello. And Valley's here. Hello, my sunshine sister. And Barbara, I love that you're here too. We're just pulling you guys in from all over the United States so far. I love that. Let's spread the love out even farther. Oof, 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 oof. Spread it out there. So how are you guys all feeling in this energy that's shifting and changing us? Maybe even bringing new people into our lives, new situations into our lives. We might be seeing that there's a pattern that we're finishing up because we don't want to do that anymore. It just doesn't serve us. It doesn't bring us joy. And we're getting rid of those things, right? So now we're all standing in our power. We're standing in our love. We're standing in our joy. And we're not letting anything get in our way. Not any fears. Fears are gone. Poof, 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 poof. Gone, gone, gone. They have no place. They have no place in your life. Fears have no place here. All right, Maureen says, gotta head to work. Love you all and have a fabulous day. You too, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hello, Devin. Good morning to you too. So glad you could be here. And he says, love to all. He just tapped in at the right moment talking about love. Okay, so I'm sending out love to all of you. I want you guys all to tap into this beautiful energy that's flowing through me, around me, through you, around you, into this earth atmosphere, and just feel the flow of it. Just feel the flow of it. And I really want you to get in tune with what it feels like to be your authentic self, your soul self, in this total love vibration that you guys have going on right now. Because I can feel it out there. I don't feel a lot of blockages, which is kind of cool. So that means you guys have been doing a lot of the work. I'm not feeling anyone with blockages right now. Woo! All right. So the energy is in this total flow for you guys. I want you guys to be totally in tune with yourself, totally in tune with yourself, with your higher self. So you have this woo. I kind of like it. Kind of like the kundalini, kind of wah, 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 this energy flowing through you. You're totally connected. You are totally in your highest and best self, and you're going to stay there, okay? We're not sliding anymore. We're only going to go higher. And as we're doing that, we're going to start to really recognize, again, what our true truth is, right? We're deciphering through everything. It could be even people that we have followed for 20 years, and all of a sudden, they're starting to say stuff that doesn't resonate with us anymore. Then you have to move on. There's a lot of things that are going to be changing right now. The things that we thought were true were not true, and we're starting to step into what our authentic truth is and what the real truth is in this world. So you're going to start to recognize that in different avenues of your life. Okay, whether it's your relationships, political things, religion, it doesn't matter, your friendships, all these things that are going on, even the spiritual, metaphysical people that you've looked up to. You have to go within your heart. And that even goes with me to see if it's your authentic truth. Okay. You need to know what your authentic truth is as you're moving forward so you can create the best for everybody and yourself as you move forward. Because if you're not in your authentic self, you're still building something for somebody else. Does that make sense? I sure hope it does because they're lighting me up. So you guys being in your authentic self and being knowing who you are and how magical and how creative you guys really are. I'm lit up right now. I hope you guys are feeling that because the goosebumps are like head to toe. So whatever you guys are building right now, you guys are building out of love. You guys are building out of faith. You guys are building out of compassion. You guys are building it out of passion because it brings you joy. It's like, I have to do this. I have to be a part of this. I feel like I have to create this. You guys are starting to really feel this from the inside. You know, it's like there's really starting to get it to flow for you guys. I feel like this is like so awesome. I hope you guys are feeling that. Hello, Kim. I'm so glad you could be here as well. Valley says she's canning about 150 pounds of pears and apples for a festival I was invited to this fall. She's doing her passion. She loves canning, that woman. All right. So hi, Lady R. So glad you could be here today. And Chantel, I'm glad you could be here as well. I'm so glad you guys could be here today and be a part of this energy and be a part of everything that's happening right now in this time and in this space as we create this new timeline together because we're creating it out of happiness and joy, right? We're creating the joy together. That's what we do. We do. Okay. Woo! All right. So how are you guys feeling out there? Are you guys creating? What do you guys have going on for yourselves out there? I'm very, very curious about what you guys have going on, what you guys are feeling. Oh, and I have to share this too. There's some strange stuff that happened to me this week, but not strange at the same time. It's kind of like the universe talking to me. So on Sunday, the family and I went out to Mayaca State Park and I lost my other pair of reading glasses. Okay. So that's why these look a little different. And anyways, I lost them. So that set me up to the universe like, all right, it's time for you to get some new ones. And I had been putting it off. Right. So they made me lose them completely so that I had to go back to my backup pair to get a new pair. So just notice the things that happen in your life that are, you know, not coincidences, but they seem like they are. I'm telling you what you need to do next, right? If you've been putting something off, maybe something's going to happen to make that happen for you. And then there was another scenario that followed, but I don't feel like I need to share that one with you guys. I'll just leave it up to you guys. But then there's all these things that are going on in our lives, right? It's like all these different scenarios that are showing up or maybe the people in our lives. So it's so weird. Just like, you know, I say coincidences. They're really, really not, right? So in the last 3 weeks, you know, I live in a pretty small town, you know, for the most part, city, town, whatever you want to call this. And I've heard this same woman's name three times by three different people. And I'm like, all right, there's some kind of connection there. There's got to be a reason why I've heard this person's name three times. So I'm going to end up having to go meet this person to find out why they keep coming up into my realm, even through just names, right? So isn't that interesting? Like three different clients just like randomly just bring it up, you know? So it's kind of funny how those things happen. So pay attention to the things that are happening in your life. There's not coincidences. It's all happening as it should, but you need to be paying attention to what it is. Does that make sense for you? Okay. Beep, 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 beep. All right, let's see what you guys got going on there. Woo, woo. Sarah Valley says, oh my gosh, my bones are so cold too. Why are you cold? Why are you cold, girl? Hi, Sarah. How are you today? Hello, Mimi. So glad you could be here today, my friend. Mimi will be my guest in a few weeks. We'll iron that out soon so you guys can know what's going on with that. Kim says, moving out of RV so I can remodel it and sell for something smaller. Purging old things that don't resonate with me now. Good girl. Pew, pew, pew. I feel like everybody's purging still. Going through that life review, you know, you might pick up something and goes, oh, I know who gave me this and or whatever. Or the thoughts are just coming up in your head anyways. But now it's like you're ready to release all those things and lighten the load. I feel like you guys are all like spring cleaning still. So that's good. We're still in spring, right? We still have, you know, and what, a month or just a little, you know, no, about a month until it's summertime officially. So here we go. And I feel like summertime is going to be a lot of fun this year. I hope you guys are planning a lot of fun things for summertime, a lot of joy, happiness, things like that. You know what I'm saying? So, but I feel like there's a lot of things that need to be taken out of your lives. People, places, things, what no longer serves you has to go. Okay. And what things that were bad for you that still had good pieces, it still wasn't good enough to hold on to. So it has to go. Okay. If it doesn't totally resonate, ding, 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 to 100,000% or whatever, then it's time to release them, okay? Time to release them. Release, release, allow, whatever it is. We don't need it. It doesn't need to be here. People, places, and things. I'm going to say that again. People, places, and things. If it's not serving you, get it gone. Get it gone. All right. Woo! All right. Sarah says, I keep calling you Sarah, and I know you're valid. Excuse me. The energy's changing already. My gosh. Woo! You guys are fast today. The energy in this circle is taking us higher, and it's always colder in the higher. Oh, that's funny. Valley gets cold when she goes higher. How are you guys feeling out there? The energy, she says, is taking us higher. Do you guys feel like you're getting higher out there? I feel like I'm doing all this crazy stuff. But anyways, that's what they want me to do. All right. Amanda Moore says, hi. Any messages for me today? Well, Amanda Moore, let's see what I have for you. Yes, I believe I would have a message for you today. Let me see where I'm going to go with that, though. Okay, so I'm getting like there's like this. Okay, how do I say this? Okay, so Amanda Moore, what I'm getting for you right in this moment is there is this. I don't even know how to describe this yet. Okay, so, I almost feel like I'm a wave, but I'm getting ready to build, and I still, like, feel like I'm in the lower densities, but I feel like I'm just dragging out of it a little bit, so I feel like I'm pulling up into the next thing, so there's, like, this, you're coming up out of something into the new, so you're leaving behind a bunch of, it feels like dirt, okay, is the best way to describe me, because I feel like, you know, I've kicked up the dirt and the sand and the wave on the beach, you know what I mean? So maybe you need to get to the beach and meditate, but I feel like there's this movement, and it's kicking up the dirt so you can let it go, and you can just land on the shore, if that makes sense. It's like you're getting washed up there, but it's like you're getting put exactly where you need to be put, which is fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, and look at Barbara Go giving me my first Venmo today. So thank you, Barbara, out there in California. Woo! All right, you guys can give me super chats if you guys feel drawn to donate, gave me a tip or whatever you might want to call it. You guys are welcome to do that through super chat, and you guys can also use my Venmo. And I'm sure Tiffany will pop that up for you guys if you guys don't already have that. So thank you, Barbara. You're so special. So Barbara, let's tap into your energy and see what you have going on today, my dear. There's like this, all right, so there's a lot of things shifting and changing around you right now, Barbara. It's not so much you, it's the people and the place around you, if that makes sense. I feel like everything's being like situated into, it's so funny because I feel like everything's being locked into place. So that's, things are changing into the correct positions, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? It kind of goes with the soul, not the poles clicking and stuff, but I feel like things are moving into the proper alignment, which is awesome because I feel like you have a lot to do with that proper alignment out there. They're showing me like these things that are moving. And I know you're close to the water. So I want you to pay attention to the things that you're seeing that move like this. Okay. And I don't feel like it's like this. So I don't feel like it's waves like this, but the motion is like back and forth like this. And I don't know what that means for you right now, but there's going to be things that are going to move. And then it's almost like a motor starts and it starts to like, whoa, it starts this little tornado of energy. But I feel like you are in that, you are a part of that. So please go with the flow. Please go with the flow. Please go with the flow. You are completely protected. You are completely surrounded. All your angels, all your guides, all your higher self is always right here, right connected to you. They just showed me like, woo, you're all connected, Barbara. So please stand in that power and please stand in that energy. It's helping you make all the right decisions as you move forward. So please trust yourself, my friend. Woo, woo. All right. So I'm going to leave that with Barbara. Thank you. All right. So Kelly just Venmo'd me for her and her sister, $20. Thank you, Kelly and Amanda. All right. So let's see what we got. Kelly. I already just did Amanda. So let's do Kelly now. All right. So what I have for you, Kelly, is, oh, that's so funny. I feel like I'm in the Jack in the Box and I feel like I just sprung out of it and I feel like I'm newly free and I feel like, oh, I feel like I'm bouncing all over the place. So if you don't feel like you're in that space yet, you need to switch it up a little bit so that you're feeling all loose and feeling the flow, because there's a lot of things that are going to be coming at you. There's new opportunities. I feel like there's these new opportunities that are coming at you right now. They're like, and it's flowing to you because it's like you're all in the flow, but it's like, you know how like the Jack in the Box goes, oh, it's on the end of its spring. It's like you have all this energy and all this spring to you, but all the energy that you need and everything that you need is coming to you. So I want you to tap in and I want you to feel that as we're moving forward, okay? Because they're showing me, all this energy coming at you, Kelly. So I'm going to leave that with you, my friend. And thank you guys for my little Venmo tips. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love all you guys. I love you all. All right. I know there was a couple questions up here. Anyways, let me scroll back a bit. All right. There I am. All right. Let's see. Refill we. I don't know if I said your name right, but can I please get a reading? How will my next 3 months be like? All right. Let's see. You want to know a 3 month outcome. All right. So what it's going to depend on you for sure. But with you being who you are in this very moment, what they show me is you are going to get out of your own way. You are getting out of your own way because you're changing your thoughts, you're changing your patterns, and you're starting to create something that you truly desire in your life. You're letting go of shame. I don't know what the shame is attached to you, but they said whatever that is, you're letting go of it, and it's allowing you to get up out of your had low self-esteem. So they're showing me that you're loving yourself more and that you're totally moving into who you need to move into right now. So the next 3 months are going to go pretty easily for you because you've changed your way of thinking and the way that you want things to proceed for you. So there you go. I'm going to leave that with you. Oh yeah. Lady R would have been way easier for me to call you. I saw that after. Well, I'm going to leave that with you, Lady R. Just make it easy for yourself, okay, my friend? Okay. Dia says magnetic shifts. Wah, wah, wah. Is your magnet still falling down the fridge? Wah. I want to know what it's all the way at the bottom. That's so awesome. All right. And Barbara says, thank you. Appreciate you so much. No, I appreciate you. I appreciate you, 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 you. All right. Let's see what else I got here. What else do I have? What else? What else? What else? All right. Valley would love a message. All right. And I wrote that. She wrote Valley. Ha ha. Valley would love a message. All right, Valley. Let's see what I get for you, my dear. Valley. All right. So Valley, what I'm getting for you is you are getting a lot more information. You're getting a lot more downloads. You're getting so much information that it's a little overwhelming at times. They want you to just kind of sit with it for a minute and go, all right, I got this. Even if it doesn't make sense in that very moment, it's okay because everything that comes to you, it will make sense in the right time. Sometimes things come and they're like, what the heck was that all about? But then you'll notice that it will make sense in the next coming days. You know, it could be 2 days, 2 weeks, or even 2 years. You know, some of my things didn't come, you know, make sense to me for 20 something years, but we're on a faster timeline now. If you haven't noticed, we're like, we're zipping through 2021. We're trying to make this as harmless as possible. We're trying to move time as fast as possible. Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right. So awesome. All right. Let's see what we've got here. You're welcome. You're welcome, Lady R. I'm glad I could be of service. Dia said it went to the bottom more than once yesterday. So I want you guys to do the magnet test. I want you guys to put a magnet at the top of your fridge. And I want it to be a pretty strong magnet. I don't want it to be weak, but I want you guys to put a magnet at the top of your fridge. And let's kind of all pay attention to that magnet together. We'll all do our research together and see if we do have that magnetic shift that's going on and see if it doesn't pull that magnet down to the bottom of the fridge. That would be kind of cool, right? Woo! Let's try it. I gave you guys homework this week. Homework. All right. Valley says it feels like time, the time and energy is moving a lot faster. Thank you, thank you, thank you for message. You're welcome. And I feel like time is moving super fast too, because I feel like I only just did my show yesterday. I feel like I just talked to you guys yesterday. And then here I am again. It's already gone by again. Woo! Marcia says, gotta go. Enjoy your day. Love you all. Thank you, Melissa. Good. Go sell some houses. Feng Shui my space. Go, go, go. Or straighten out their energy. Whatever you got to do. Love you. Have a great day. All right. So you guys, I love you guys. Are so awesome. And you guys, the energy is starting to kick up right now because I'm getting hot. Woo! It must be because Super Space Cookie gave me a $3 super sticker. Look at you go, Sarah, with my super stickers. All right, let's see what I got for you, my friend. Woo! Oh, let's see. Sarah. All right. So, Sarah, what I'm getting for you is you're dancing a lot more. They're showing me dancing. So you're getting lighter in your energy. You're also feeling much better about things that are going on. So your energy is kind of like all over the place, but not all over the place, if that makes sense. It's like you have more energy than you ever have. You're getting a lot more done during the day than you have before. And you're like, whoa, I accomplished that pretty quick. How did I do that? And it's giving you some free time. I feel like you're getting some free time in your day, and you're supposed to be taking that for you. Whenever free time you're getting in the middle of your day, you're supposed to be taking that for you. So remember to take time for you. For you. I'm going to leave that with you, my friend. Boop. All right, you guys, I'm getting hot. Are you guys feeling this super hotness energy out there? Holy cow. Devin says, it's been a while since I've asked. Is there a message for me today in the universe? Well, Devin, it has been a while. You've been super busy lately. All right, let's see what I have for you, my friend. All right, so Devin. All right. So Devin, what I'm getting for you, my friend, is like, it's really good that you're staying busy. And I feel like there's this new energy that's coming to you. And it's so funny because they just called the earth speak. I don't know what that is, but there must be a book on that. But they want that, like the earth is speaking to you, like the earth is talking to you and the vibrations of it. It's like you're starting to get in tune. Your body might be thrown off a little bit because of this, but I feel like you're getting in tune with Mother Earth, which is going to help with your ascension. Well, that's going to help with your ascension because we're all ascending, right? We're all on that process of ascending. So, you know, let's do this. Whoa. All right. So you guys all got this. You guys got this. So Devin, that's your message. Tune into the earth because you're getting the messages. Whoa. I feel like they're all talking to you. So the things that you're finding and stuff. And that's so funny. I felt like I was going to be automated there, but I feel like you're definitely tapping into earth energies and it's going to make more sense to you as you're going on. Woo, woo, woo. All right. Let's see what we got going on. All right. Woo-hoo. All right. Amanda Steen says, my husband Jerry just commented that the brand new magnetic bit holders aren't holding the drill bits anymore. Ah, that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. So if you guys have any other things that are magnet that I didn't even think about, magnetic things in the garage and stuff like that. I just thought about the fridge, but that's definitely a good observation. So let's see who else might out there be seeing stuff. Hi, Laura. So glad you could be here today, my friend. Thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. That's Dia just said the same thing. Hi, Melissa. AP. Hi, Melissa. Any messages for me about the rest of the year? Thank you. AP, can I have just a first name besides just two initials? That'd be helpful to tap into your energy. I appreciate that. Thank you. Super Space Cookie says, thank you so much. I've been dancing. Ha, ha, ha. Last night when I was dancing, I felt so light and it was as if my feet weren't even touching the ground. Woo. See, I told you you were feeling so light. Oh, that's so funny. All right. And then Devin said, thank you, my friend. You're welcome. I'm so glad I could be of service. And then Ruth says, I would love a message, Melissa. Thank you. All right. I'll get right with you, Ruth. But AP just got to me and that helps me to have a name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So let me see. Let's see what I get for you. Okay. So is... All right, so whatever you got going on right now, it feels like you're walking out of a mess and then you're walking into a good place. It's like you're letting go of the old and you're walking into the new. It's like you're letting go of a lot because I feel like I just walked out of this really heavy, dense room. And I'm walking into this, you know, I feel like I'm walking into a greenhouse where it's like beautiful and it's bright and everything's growing and there's a lot of activity going on. So whatever you're getting ready to walk out of and into is going to benefit you and those around you. And there's going to be a lot of growth going on in your life because I see a lot of different plants and vegetables within this greenhouse. So you're going to be taking more of a natural path maybe, or you're going to be going into more of your natural self as you move forward, because that's where the light comes from. Okay. So you're going to be stepping into that. So I'm going to leave that with you, my friend. And Ruth Saltman, what do I have for you today? All right. So Ruth, what do I have for you? So Ruth, what they would like to say for you is they're super excited. I don't know what has shifted or changed, but they're like, there's this new energy. There's this new and they were going to say magnetic. The word of the day is going to be magnetic again. But you're pulling in more people. You're being more magnetic yourself. You're drawing in more of that energy from the outside. There's some kind of polar shift going on for you as well. So it's going to be a good thing. You know what I mean? It's going to be a good thing. But they're showing me that it's clearing out a lot of the old too. There's like this, wah, 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 this whole big clearing going on for you, Ruth. And it's just really helping you step into your true self and allow you to stand in and have boundaries. I feel like you've created some boundaries as well. You're like, no, you won't cross that line. And I'm not crossing that line either. You know what I mean? So it's boundaries for yours and for others. But I feel like you have this nice flow going on and they're telling me lots of downloads in your dreams and stuff. So definitely pay attention to your dreams as we move forward, Ruth. I'm going to leave that with you. All right. And my friend Anne said, thank you so much, Melissa. No, thank you for being here and being a part of this energy. And I just want to say this, you know, you guys are on the verge. We are on the verge of really creating the most beautiful planet in all of the solar systems because we have gone through so much in so many lifetimes that we are truly, truly on the verge of creating heaven on earth here, okay? Because we're letting go of all the fears that kept us controlled or the trigger words that would set us off. You know, we're breaking free from all those ties and all those things that no longer serve us. I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so proud of you guys. I am. And here we go, changing the energy again. You guys, all the time during my show. I must be like the rudest host you've ever had, but I'm not. Anyways, we just change up the energy any way it has to. But you guys helped change a lot of stuff during this weekly show. Maybe that's why I'm drawn to do it midweek, right? Because the weekend's fun and you're not like all, yeah, you know, whatever. But I don't know. Maybe that's why. I don't know. I just tried to figure this out. Ruth said, awesome. Thanks, Melissa. I appreciate that message. You're very welcome. Chris Tuck says, I got a new job and start on the 7th. Woo, woo. Chris says, any messages for me? Well, let me tell you, Chris, they're like super excited for you on the other side. They're woo-wooing for you too. They're having this magnificent party going on over there for you. They're so excited. Okay, so this is only the new beginning for you, my friend. This is only like a new beginning for you. It's going to become easier as we move forward. And they're super, super excited, super excited, super excited. They're going to say it again, super excited. So whatever this new job is, it's going to make it a lot more fun for you as you move forward. So stand in that glow. And it's funny because they keep showing me lilacs. Are lilacs blooming for you right now, Chris? Do you have some in the yard? Because they keep showing me like the purple and the pink lilacs. Maybe even white. I keep saying the purple though, but definitely some white as well. But the lilacs, be near nature. Pull some in the house if you have some or whatever. They really, and it also reminds you of someone. So whoever the lilacs remind you of. I'm going to leave that with you, my friend, Krista. Weep, weep, weep. All right. So hello, Jennifer Rogers. Hello, how are you? So glad you could be here today. May I have a message, please? And thank you. Well, sure you may. You may, you may, you may. All right, let's see what I get for you today, my friend Jennifer Rogers. Let's see where your energy takes me today. All right, whoa, all right, they're laughing at me. Okay, so anyways, what I get for you today, my friend, is there's this Okay, so what they show me is there's this idea, because I feel like I'm looking at this bubble, right? I feel like I have this idea bubble, right? And it's like you need to expand on it. So you have this really good idea, but you're just keeping it in a bubble. It's not expanding. It's not moving. It's just staying in a bubble. And I feel like it just hangs around like a helium balloon, you know, but you have to let it expand. There's a thought, there's a process that needs to let it go. It's either you're keeping it too tight to yourself. I mean, because it's in the air. So it's not like you're keeping it tight to your body, but you're not letting it out to the universe yet, if that makes sense. So please let your idea out to the universe so that they can start to work with you to make that happen for you. Okay. I'm going to leave that with you, my friend. Wow, Jennifer says, I love your energy. I love your energy too. Let that idea flow, they said, okay? Let it happen. All right, so hello. May I kindly ask for a reading for what changes coming up in my love life this year? Please and thank you. All right, Jennifer Rogers says, thank you so much. All right, so Myria. Myra. I'm going to call you Myra. All right, Myra Seed. All right, so what do I get for Mari Seed about her relationship and love life? What do I get about love? Okay, well, I'm getting that you've either just recently broken up or still getting over a relationship. There's still kind of some kind of hang up in the past a little bit, it feels like. But you're ready to let that go. And now it's like you're focusing on what it is you truly desire moving forward. There's like this new one, but there's this new thing. And it's like, there's going to be a new love coming into your life. Just be open to it. But you're also wrote it down somewhere, or you put out the intention of what it is that you're looking for. So you're drawing in the right mate this time. You're drawing them to you by the things that you desire and the energy frequency that you're at, because you don't want anyone that's in a lower frequency. So I will leave that with you, my friend. All right. So Chris says, no, but my planter boxes are painted lilac color and I have a lavender plant. Awesome. Because I kept seeing that. But you need to go find some lilacs, you know, find someone's bush and be like, hey, can I get a piece of lilac or something? I don't know. They want you to have a piece. There's definitely the lilac color and lilacs themselves. All right. Woo, woo. All right. So Myra Seed said, super spot on. Thank you so much. You're very welcome. Like I said, I'm glad to be of service. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to be of service, to empower you all to move forward in your best and highest self so that you can help yourself and you can help humanity as we all move forward in this heaven on earth that we're all creating together, right? So there can be no ego involved, people. There can be no ego, right? Because there can't be. Right? Because for as many times as people tell me I'm spot on, my ego should be through the roof. But I don't care. I don't care that I'm spot on. I just care that I gave you the information. Well, I guess I do care that I'm spot on, because it's got to be the true and correct information, right? But I don't let that get to my ego. And if it doesn't resonate with you, don't take it. That's how we start to resonate with what is our truth and all that, okay? Woo! What is our truth? Chris says, reminds me of my grandma's on mom's side and friends who have lilacs in bloom right now. Just posted yesterday her flowers, and there were our beehives are located. That's awesome. Okay, so then the lilacs connect you to your bees, okay? And bees are about pollination, right? Bees are about the pollinator, going out and pollinating everything. Woo, they go out and they just do their little pollination thing to plant. Bring it home. They make this delicious honey. Oh, I love bees. All right. So that's awesome. So I appreciate that. I'm glad it all clicked together. So before I forget, I should make a few announcements. I have at least one today. So I'd like to make that one announcement that I can remember that I have. So if you guys like getting messages from me, how would you like getting them from three of us or more of us, depending on how many of us are signed up for Saturday night? You can always sign up for the message circle through Goldilocks Productions for this Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. so you can get more than one message. You can get messages from me, even if you guys just check it out. It'll be fun if you guys aren't doing anything on Saturday night, okay? Maybe you have more friends out there that need a message to be uplifted. Maybe you get them to watch the show with you for an hour or so and just see how it goes and see if they connect in and see if they get the help they need. If you guys are interested, right there is a little link that you guys can click on to find out more about that. Okay, I look forward to seeing you all Saturday night. All right, let's see what else we got going on. What else do we have going on? Oh, that's what they wanted me to share. So, you know, because I notice everything, you guys. I'm super observant about everything. And one of the things that I like to do is I like to read the church signs as I go by, right? Because some of them get pretty creative. And I don't care if they're, you know, a Baptist church or whatever. Sometimes they get very, very creative with their signs. Well, I went past this one church the other day. And I forget what kind of even church it is. I think it's a non-denominational or whatever, but it doesn't matter what kind of church it was. But on their sign, all it said was ascension. Just one word, ascension. And I was just like, I started laughing. I started laughing hysterically. I'm like, oh my God, people are waking up. Oh my God, they are. And I have to tell you, usually they keep their signs up for at least a week before they change them. This one was changed in 2 days. So there's had to be someone that was either not happy with that word being on that sign and complained, I feel like, or it hit enough people that it needed to be changed for a different reason. Because now it says something corny other than ascension, right? So I was super happy with the ascension. So just the things that you see while you're out driving around. I love it. All right. So how else are you guys feeling out there today? How is this energy treating you? Are you guys creating magic? And I feel like I'm getting messages for people that haven't even asked. Look at me changing the energy again. Okay, so, all right, so this is, all right. I just follow intuition and do what they tell me to do. Right? That's all I can do. That's what I'm here to do. So there is, let's see. I know they're out here somewhere. I hope you're out here still. Okay. Well, anyways, they just want me to tap in and then I'll tell you who it is for after. But there is a lot of movement going on. There's a lot of shifting and changing going on. And this is going to be good, not only for you, but your company and the people associated with your company. And just so everyone knows, they just told me the name, so I don't have to go look for them. So Jerry and Amanda and Dia, I feel like this is connected to the three of you. I feel like I have this Trinity message going on right now. So the people that you guys are connecting in with and are flowing into, there's this new movement and this new energy going on. It's so funny because I feel like I want to go in a complete circle like this. So it's like you guys are like being the lighthouse in ways that you never even noticed. But it's like you guys are coming in contact and you guys have let go of all the fears attached to that to create something new. And that creation is coming to a reality in theaters near you real soon. And that's funny because they made it a movie too. So do you have a movie too besides the show you want to do? Because it's like there's this new, I don't even know what to call it because these are words I don't know, but there's this newness that's coming for the all of you. And it's so funny because as soon as you open it, it's like this cute little box that has this little bow on it. And as soon as you like pull the bow, it's like all of it just flows out and just falls exactly where it needs to. So just know that you guys are making all the right connections at the right time to advance you to where you need to go. So bravo, bravo, bravo. And there you go. You guys got a message and didn't even know you were going to get it. Oh. And then one more thing. That you guys are opening up to different levels of spirituality, which is going to expand your mind and your thinking and help break down a lot of those boxes that were also there too, so that you could help others break down those boxes and understand the things that they've gone through and understand where we're going. So there's a lot of knowledge in there. So just know that it's like, I feel like I'm reading a book. I feel like there's a lot of knowledge there. So I feel that for all of you out there today. So I hope you guys feel that. Woo! All right. Let's see what else we have going on in the world, my friends. All right. So if you guys in this energy and stuff, all that's going on, right, you guys feel like there's this transformation, this transition going on, this shift going on, right? we're all shifting in a different vibration into different energy fields and maybe different timelines as well. There's like this woo, 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 this, I don't even know how to describe it or what I'm feeling, but there's like this total energy flow. You know, I call it the lazy river. We're just getting in it and we're just going to go with it. We're going to trust our intuition. We're going to get off the lazy river when it's time. We're going to get back in the river when it's time. We're going to know where to be in the right time. We have to just trust ourselves. Okay. Not anyone outside of you. Okay. Not anyone outside of you. So it's going to be pretty amazing, just so you know. All right. So complicated by design. Dia said, thank you. I hear the, I hear that message also incoming to a theater near you. Ha ha. Love you. No wonder they were saying that then. Amanda says, tears in my eyes. Thank you, Melissa. I've been clearing a lot of personal anxiety this morning to help build strength, compassion, and understanding against the egos. We will be among us. Look at me, Amanda, and the eye of goosebumps. All right, we are creating this beautiful love power, and I'm thanking you guys for allowing me to get into your energy to be able to give you these messages. And the tears in your eyes are also helping you clear a lot of the stuff that needs to be cleared, Amanda. So let them roll, let them roll, let them roll. I love that. I love that I can bring happiness, joys, happiness tears, and even sometimes sadness tears to people so that you can have that clearing, that breakthrough that you need sometimes. You know what I mean? It's very powerful right now that we are master manifestors. You can think about it in this minute. It could show up in the next minute. It could show up in the next day. It's faster than it's ever been before, because we are letting go of the old crap that was keeping us from achieving it in the now, right? We should be able to go, I want an apple, and an apple should show up, correct? We should be that easy, right? So one day we're going to get that way. Oh, happiness tears for me too. Woohoo. Way to go, Dia. I'm glad you guys are so happy, because I feel like you guys are really pulling in a community of, this goes for everybody, right? This goes for everybody. We are starting to pull in the community of higher vibrations. Okay. We are pulling in the best of the best to help those be the best of the best, right? We're not doing it out of ego. We're just doing it because we're trying to do it humbly, and we're doing it from the highest vibration that we would love everyone to be at. Now, if we did that out of ego, we'd want to be at the high vibration and leave everybody in the low vibration, right? But we don't want that. We want to build everybody up with us. We want to take everybody with us. We want all of us to go together, right? It's all about us be working as one, as working as all one, right? Because we're all connected. We all come from the same source. We're all a break off of that source, right? It's like bing, 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 you know, but we're all connected energetically. We still have that connection. So we want to build each other up. We want to build the community up. We want to build each other up, whether it's this internet community we have or the community in your neighborhood. That's what's important. And you're also being able to recognize the false people in your lives, right? Where they have a false motive. They're not coming from the heart. They're coming from ego, right? You're able to spot them. They're like, they have the, they're walking around like the, with this red light on rather than our white light that we have as our lighthouse. They have a different light, right? They have a different shade. They have a different color. Where we're trying to lift everybody all at the same time, right? And the people in, with the red light, let's call them the red light, you know, the darker light or whatever, and they're just not wanting, they're just wanting their light. They just want their light. They don't care about anyone else's light. And it's really, we have to care about everyone, everyone, even the people we dislike. Please send them forgiveness and love. Just be like, I forgive you. I don't know what caused you to do what you did, but I forgive you. I forgive myself for even hating you or disliking you. You know, because hate's a strong word. I really dislike that one. I really, really, really do. I try to use I dislike now instead, right? Because I really dislike that instead of, you know, hate, because hate is strong. You remember, our words are strong. So, but we still need to send love, right? Even those people that we dislike, sending them love, right? Because it helps break down those barriers that they don't even recognize are there. And you know how we're going to do that? We're going to break it down with love. We got the sledgehammers of love, and they're going around and they're taking care of everything. All right. This is troubling somebody out here. Somebody is not wanting to stand in their truth or does not believe this is truth right now, but this is total truth. I want you guys to clear whatever throat chakra stuff you guys got going on right there. This is past crap you're still holding on to. Please release it so we move forward with peace and love in our hearts, true compassion and nurturing of humanity, and working together as one. You know, maybe not completely as one, because we're still individuals. We still have free will here. We still want to create things out of our own joy. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to help each other build each other the things they want to build out of joy, out of creativity, out of love. This is what it's all about. This is what you guys are supposed to be feeling. And this is what you guys are creating. So I'm super excited about what you guys are up to. I really just am. But whoever's throat that was, we just cleared that out. So good. Thank God. Thank you. Woo! All right. So how are you guys feeling? All right. How are you guys feeling? All right. So let's see what else they would like me to share with you in the last few minutes that we have left today, because we have about 13 minutes or so. Let's see what they want me to say. Okay, so what are you guys thinking and feeling out there? What are these things that I've been saying to you? What kind of things do they make you think about? Do you have something that just pops up in your head? Do you have a number that pops up? Do you have a figure that pops up? Do you have a reoccurring anything that pops up? When we get together every week like this, and we get together and we pull this energy together, they're showing me that, you know, there's a lot of things that are sparking inside all of you. Ping, 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 ping. All these little sparks are going off and helping us all to awaken to a new level, because we're doing it together. We don't have to go through this alone. We're doing this together every moment of every day, because remember, we're all connected, and we're connected in with that earth vibration as well. So it's like we're in connected to all, right? All knowledge. And we can, it's almost like we have a BS meter on side of us now. We're going, yeah, that's not true. There's a lot of that going on right now. And it's really helping you to really recognize who you are, to what it is to you desire, what it is that you really want, okay? So it's so funny, but anyways, you guys, it's going to be fun. I hope you guys are creating joy and fun every day. Even if those obstacles are showing up for you that get a little frustrating or they're still triggering you, again, I'm going to change the energy. They want you to rechange your brain right now, retrain your brain, and think a different way about that as we move forward. Okay. Because they really want you to think and be differently right now into the vibration that you want to feel. Okay, because when you're in your highest vibration, it's kind of like you walk around on clouds all day. It's kind of like how, you know, earlier Sarah was dancing and she felt like she wasn't even touching the ground. You guys feel so light that we're like above everything. It's just like after my show today, I feel like I drive across, you know, I drive above the pavement almost, you know what I mean? It's like everything's so smooth. Everyone gets out of my way. Everything's so cool. When you're in that kind of flow, everything just kind of gets easy for you. But if you get in your brain and you start to throw those negative wrenches in there, right, to like stir things up that don't work or they're not even the right size for the bolts you're trying to turn or whatever, you're creating chaos in your mind and they don't want you to do that anymore. So if it's not even bringing you joy in the things that you're thinking about, they want you to change it, because the only one that can change is you. The only one that's responsible for it is you, okay? Only you can change these things about yourself. No one else can change these about yourself. Just so you're aware of these things, my friends. All right. Again, don't forget this Saturday night, if you want to join us for the message circle, do that. It's so much fun. They want me to sing to you guys. All right. So is there any last questions out there? Does anyone need a boost? Does anyone need a booster shot of joy before we carry on the week? Because I am here for you. What you got, what you need. I need water. All right. I love my water. Keep yourself hydrated. Remember to take care of yourself. Remember to love yourself. Remember about your self-care. Remember about tapping into your higher self. Laura says me. All right, Laura. Let's see what I get for you today, my friend. Oh, Laura. They're going, oh, Laura. It's so funny. They're like, it's so funny because they're like going, oh, Laura, like you did something really cute. Like you're doing something really cute. You're doing something. They keep saying it's so cute. It's so cute. So whatever kind of new energy you're playing with or whatever, Laura, they're telling me it's so cute. So cute. So cute. I feel like I'm playing with a kitten. I don't know what that means, but you know, that little independence, little kitty. But there's this new energy that's also coming to you, Laura, that's going to super excite you because it's going to download you even more. And it's like shooting out of a cannon. Laura, you're getting ready to shoot out of a cannon. Oh, that's your shot of joy. Don't be afraid. I know you're not afraid. But they're like, boom, they've got something new to show you, I think, in your, definitely in your next adventure. So there's some kind of adventure coming up for you too as well, Laura. So just be aware and have fun with that. I appreciate that. All right, let's see what we got here. We have Robert Smith. Hello, I'm new here. Hi, Robert. I'm so glad you could be here today. I'm glad you could be a part of the group. I'm so super excited that you're here today and adding your energy. I love it. And let's see, we have Luann. Hi, Luann. Thank you for being so positive. You're very welcome. Thank you for watching today. And Jackie Ambrose says me. All right. Let me see what I get. And hi, Laura says, how exciting. Thank you. Yeah, let me know where that cannon shoots you. I want to know where you go, my friend. I want to know where you go. All right, let's see what I have. All right, Jackie says me. All right. Jackie. All right, so what do I get for you, my friend? All right, so there's a lot of stuff going on for you right now, Jackie. There's a lot of stuff going on for you right now, but you're handling it very well. It's like I feel like you're moving it around exactly where it needs to go to, and you're not getting too flustered with it. It's almost mechanical, like you know exactly what to do, and everything's just going to fall into place for you right now, and it's all going to be good. So just pay attention to your surroundings and just see how everything just falls into place for you. It's kind of cool, okay? Okay, I'm going to leave that with you, my friend, Jackie. Woo, you guys are so exciting. Anthony says, can I have a message, please? Of course you can, Anthony. Anthony, you're going through transitions and shifts right now. I feel like you're also breaking old patterns is what they're showing me. You're breaking some patterns that were not healthy for you, but you're also starting to recognize what will be healthy for you. So you're coming out of your shell. They show me you coming out of your shell. I feel like you've been like a little turtle and you've been hiding your head a little bit. But I feel like you're coming out. And also the turtle tells me you're connecting in with Mother Earth a little bit. So just allow yourself to really tap into that. Okay. I'm going to leave that with you, Anthony. Hi, Linda. How's Maine? How are you doing, my friend? All right. Robert Smith, me, please. And I'm from the UK. Love and light to you and your family. Well, welcome from the UK. I knew we would spread out past the United States today. So thank you for validating that for me, Robert, by saying hello out there. I love that. All right. So you would love a message. All right. So, Robert, what I get for you is you are really, really, oh my, you are really coming into your light. You are really coming into your authentic self. There's like this, you are being pushed into your future a little bit. You're a little hesitant a little bit, but it's okay. But I feel like you're being guided into it in a very loving way. You're just being a little hesitant because I feel like you push back a little bit. But it's okay. You're just going to move right into it. It's going to create something that you never even thought was possible. And there's new possibilities coming for you in the next few days to the next few months. There's going to be new people, new places, and new things that are showing up for you that are going to seem like coincidences, but they're not. Okay? Okay. So I'm going to leave that with you, Robert. Woo! You guys are awesome. And Linda says it's going great in Maine. I love that. I love that. Maine keeps popping up for me in my brain. It's so funny. Those little things on Facebook even just pop up. But anyways, Linda, they want me to just pop in and give you a message. You're making all the right decisions for yourself as well. You are letting go of past traumas and dramas. And it's like you are creating, it's almost like you're paving this new road. I don't know if you're actually really doing that, but they're showing me this road being paved. So there's like, there's going to be this newness and there's going to be this flatness and it's going to be smooth and it's going to be so enjoyable for you. So just enjoy that ride as we move forward, Linda. Woo, you guys, I can't stop moving. I got the shimmy and the shakes today. Are you guys feeling that out there? Can you guys sit still during my show? Or do you guys feel like you have to constantly move? How many of you can sit still? I want to know how many of you can sit still. Because if you're not feeling the energy, I want you guys to. Wah, 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 wah. I want you guys to feel this in your heart. I want you to feel this in your highest vibration. I want you to shimmy and shake all the old space dust away so that you can just be your highest self. Robert says, I'm seeing angels and I can feel energies. Good, Robert, because that's only going to expand. There's only going to be expansion on that. You're going to be able to see more and you're going to be able to explain more. And being able to feel energy, that's what I love. See, I'm sending you this wave. Woo! I'm sending you guys all that energy out there. So you guys should feel that. You guys, you should really be able to feel energy. You feel it when you walk into a room. You feel it when you walk into your house. You know, when you walk into those places and you just go, oh, feels really nice in here. This is comfy. This is good energy. You know, so I want you guys to be aware of it because you also know when you walk into places and you're like, oh, what is this energy? I don't like this. This makes me feel anxious. This makes me feel uncomfortable. So they really, 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 really want you guys to start honoring yourself and how you're feeling and what you're feeling. Okay. What does the energy feel like to you? If it doesn't bring joy, check it out and feel why you're not feeling that, right? It's crazy, but it's fun at the same time. And Robert says, I'm feeling tingling all over my body. Woo! Good job. I love that. It's awesome. That's awesome. That means you're totally connecting in. When you guys are totally connecting in, you'll get the vibrations. You'll get the goosebumps when you need to get them for your validation. You'll get hot or cold, depending on what kind of, you know, system you've set up inside of yourself for the awareness, right? So you're aware of what you're feeling. Oh, that energy feels so good. I love that. Or, oh my God, I got to get the heck out of here. So I want you guys to honor that as we move forward in this week and know that as the old structures still continue to fall, okay, as they fall, you guys are the creators of everything new. Everything new that we are creating out of love and joy. You, all of you out there are the creators of something new. And you're creating it out of joy and you're creating out of love. And I'm super excited about what you guys are doing. Laura says, great messages, Melissa. Thank you very much. You're very welcome. I'm glad to be of service, you guys. I had no idea when I started this how much I would truly enjoy bringing forward these messages for all of you to help you guys be empowered, to help you move forward on your greatest joy path that you could have in this lifetime. Because you guys know in past lives or even in this life, it hasn't always been a joy ride. It has not been a joy ride. And now we're going to make this life into a joy ride. And we're going to do that one by one, each by each. And then we're going to all do it together, right? Because you have to start home. You have to start here. And you guys are all doing the work. You're working through all your shadow stuff. You're seeing all the light in yourself and you're helping others recognize that in themselves as well. So I want you guys to feel that. I want you guys to honor yourselves and love yourself and know that the other side, God, our creators and all the ones on the other side working with us and from multi-universes are very happy to be here to assist us. So do not be afraid to ask them for assistance and help if you need help in identifying something. They will help you because they're connected to your higher self. So just connect into that. Feel that. Feel that. Feel that. Sarah says, watching your show, I feel like I'm floating. Woo! Keep on floating. Incredible show as always. Love and gratitude to Melissa and Tiffany and all who joined the flow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You guys, I'm going to wrap up my show. I want you guys to have a fabulous, fabulous week. Create out of love and joy all week. Tap in on Saturday if you have time. If not, I'll see you here next week. Love you guys. See you next week.
Become a Goldilocks Productions VIP patron.
Receive exclusive access to live stream special
and other epic perks.
Join the Goldilocks Productions VIP community today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.